master tavern keepers, history of the old world.
So Septimus, what then did your uncle uncover about these black orcs in the course of pursuing his knightly duties?
Ah, well, it all came about as a result of he and the Knight's Panther under his command answering the summons of local Margrave, Gustav Schultz, to come to Ostermark, specifically to the town of Essen.
Oh, yeah, the most haunted place in all of the Empire.
Ah, yes, indeed. You've heard of it, Heinrich. But for Cedric's benefit, I'll just say the following. Ostermark is located in the far east of the Empire, and Essen lies on a waterway known as the North Stur River, east of the large town of Mordheim, though thick, dark woods separate the two. Nearby are the equally spooky Eerie Downs. To the east, close to the source of the river, you also have Peak Pass and the dwarf hold of Carrick Cadrin that we've been talking about so much. Somewhere else nearby that you may have heard of, though, is the infamous Hell Fen, which is just across the river to the south of the town.
Oh, yeah, I have indeed heard the stories.
Ok, so what stories are those then, Heinrich?
Oh, yeah. Hellfen is a great marshy swamp where, my grandpapa told me, ancient tribes of men used to bury their dead. It happened that a great shower of meteorites fell over the marsh, and the swamp began to bubble and boil with fell energies, churning up the fetid depths and animating the dead within. Rotten corpses caked in foul-smelling boggy mud and lank weeds dragged themselves up from the depths of the roiling mire and descended on the nearby villages. The death toll incurred was horrendous, but eventually the dead were returned to their slumber. Well, most of them were. It is said that zombies still roam the waters of Hellfen to this day, though.
Ugh, now that sounds like a wonderful place for a paddle.
Excuse me whilst I just cross it off my list of places to visit.
Anyway. Despite the restless dead of the region, that was not the reason my uncle had been summoned. Rather, it was a large marauding mob of black orcs from the Darklands that had somehow made it through Peak Pass. They had begun to terrorize the area, and the local militia, a regiment of halberdiers, were unable to effectively oppose them. This turn of events had forced the hand of the Margrave, and he summoned the aid of the Knight's Panther in response.
Oh, yeah. But why them? I thought you said your uncle was based in your home of Karabag. It is far from Essen.
Ah, yes, it is indeed. But the Margrave, Gustav Schultz, had been close friends with my uncle in their youth at the University of Altdorf, and had sought out his help before with the training up of a new regiment of halberdiers to protect the town from the restless dead beyond its walls. In this they had been successful, but black orcs were another thing altogether. There was no one that the Margrave trusted more when it came to war and weapons than my uncle, and thus it was natural for him to send a rider all the way to Karaberg to seek my uncle's aid. My uncle agreed to help and mustered what knights could be spared, but this took some time, for many were on their own missions for the order. My uncle spent the time waiting for his fellows, researching in the old archives of the University of Altdorf, And it was here that he found an archaic translation of an ancient dwarf scroll pertaining to the Black Orcs.
Och, that's all. What did he find out then?
Well, a story that will make your jaw drop. But, Cedric, as you know absolutely nothing about Black Orcs, perhaps I'll begin first with my own little preamble to set the scene. Black Orcs. Black Orcs are the meanest, biggest, strongest, and most brutal of all the Orcs. Their skin is a darker shade of green than most, hence the name. But to be honest, you don't get to see much of their skin, as unlike most Orcs, who dress in rags and scavenged bits of armor, if anything at all, Black Orcs habitually wear thick, brutal, full armor plate that they rarely remove.
Ugh, yuck, they must reek.
Ah, yes, indeed. My uncle said that they smelt most foul. Anyway, as you all probably know, Orc society has but one rule. Might makes right. And thus, the Black Orcs sit at the top of the pile. They are what could be considered the ultimate greenskin warrior. However, they're a funny lot. Rather than being the big fish in the big pond, they tend to band together into their own warbands and keep to themselves, viciously pursuing the art of war and fighting with as much diligence as an orc can manage. They constantly spar with each other, often with deadly results, as well as drilling and other un-orky behaviour. After a battle, though, they always take their pick of the best arms, armour and loot. Thus, you'll see them covered from head to toe in immense iron plate and hefting about numerous weapons in all shapes and sizes. Unbelievable as it may sound, I've heard some claim that they even clean and repair their own equipment. All but unheard of for an orc.
Unter many a non-professional militia, I have to say.
Ah, ah, ah. No doubt, my dear noble knight. Anyway, it seems like most of the other greenskins feel the same way about the Black Orcs as the Black Orcs feel about the other greenskins. Neither group gets the other, and they mix as well as oil and water. Not that a regular orc or goblin is going to do much about it, though. If they want to keep their head on their shoulders, that is. But it has led to some canny orc warlords creating what I can only describe as barracks of a sort to keep their black orcs in and stop them inevitably thinning out the mobs of regular orcs and cutting a swathe through their gangs of goblins. Heck, I've even heard stories from previously captured prisoners about some black orcs having their own forges in their barracks.
What? Master Tavernkeeper? These black orcs forge their own weapons? I cannot believe it.
Ah, well, that is a fair comment. They are no blacksmiths. But, black orcs seem not to be fond of the slipshod weapons beaten out of looted armor that most orcs and goblins employ. Rather, they prefer the weapons made by dwarves and men, particularly the former. But they won't use them as they are. They like to modify them with bits of looted metal to create larger and more intimidating armaments. For this, they need their own forge, and this proclivity perhaps points towards their dark and distant origins. Now, all I've just said is, by the by, well known to every warrior of the old world. But what is not so well known, and what my uncle uncovered in the depths of the university archives is their true origin. For they are not a naturally occurring breed of greenskin. Far from it.